Oh, just got back from the Rocky Mountains performing out there.
What was the elevation when you're performing?
The elevation sucks, dude.
Were you concerned about the elevation?
Yo, I was dying.
Yeah, dude, you could have passed out.
The elevation was brutal.
You could have fucking passed out.
I couldn't tell if it was because I was extremely nervous or not, but as soon as I got on stage, my mouth was like...
I was like,
fucking Navy SEALs.
Oh God, I'd be so scared. I would blame it all on the. I would demand like a altitude. Hyperbaric chamber or something to perform from some sort of suit. That
dude, you wake up every day. Your skin's totally dry. Your mouth's totally. I mean, that also could be a hangover, but it also could be 30 beers. Night number one was rough, dude. It was party time. I was coming from Vegas. That was a rough trip.
From Vegas.
That was actually a fucking incredible trip, dude.
The fight?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Took a private jet with St. Rogie's.
The PJs?
Me and Lex Friedman and Joe Rogan on a private jet.
The PJs?
It's crazy.
How was it?
It was wild, dude. I just sat there and those two were chatting. Lex Friedman and him were talking about, I don't know what the fuck they're...
State of things.
Stuff.
What'd you say?
Stuff.
We said, yeah.
I was just like, I can't wait for this fight. And they were like, we forgot you were here.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, I've never been on a private jet. Those things are pretty scary, dude. Those things, you know, like big ass planes, you hit turbulence, you think it's bad. Those little guys hit turbulence, you're literally like,
I was trying to imagine it. I was on a smaller flight, like a smaller commercial flight, and I was trying to imagine if no one else was on it to get a feel. I'm like, dude, there must be so much space.
It is. I mean, you can just walk around, but it's also the turbulence is scary.
Yeah, dude.
And then, you know, Rogie's, the ones that Rogie's is like a hard ass, so he's like,
you like that?
You a little nervous? it's like, yes, dude. Flying with Rogie's is scary.
Why?
It's like, dude, the CIA is about
true,
to
true, dude.
The body count is real.
Yeah,
there's a little bomb on this private jet.
Yeah.
This is how they kill everybody. Private jet crashes.
I was just going to say, they crash the most.
Especially with Lex Friedman.
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
That was a highly crashable PJ.
Yeah. Trump probably was like, no, Shane's on there.
True. Leave him. Leave them.
Don't. Deep state.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, that was crazy. The whole thing was crazy.
Yes, you
were. Kamzat might be the biggest fucking dildo of all time. Dude.
What happened?
He just, I don't know. He's awesome.
Sure.
Kamzat Chimaev is awesome in the UFC. Good. And he's so good. Like his rest, that was terrifying watching him wrestle. Yeah. I told you it was like two cats.
Dude,
like when you were that close and watching those dudes like flip and roll around.
When you sent me that, it was the perfect description.
Yeah, it looks like a cat killing an animal.
They just locked
like
up.
Grabbed his neck and was rolling with him and shit. And then finally he was like.
The guy would try to get off and he'd somehow grab.
Yeah, it was gross.
Well, that's that Russian Sambo, bro.
Yeah, it really is.
Superior to BJJ.
What is it?
Russian Sambo. It's superior. I just, the tweet you sent me, they had that.
Oh, is that what the caption?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's superior to BJ. I saw that guy was. McKeevy's got blitzed for the BJ. That made me laugh so fucking hard. To get attacked for saying something about BJJ. Dude,
you can't criticize jitsu.
I'm telling you,
you can't criticize people's jits.
They say you can't, like white guys don't have their N word. It's like, BJJ is a close one to get white guys fired off, dude.
If somebody's criticizing,
BJJ is bullshit. You'll get most white guys being like, what the fuck?
What'd you say about jits?
What the fuck did you say?
My jits is strong right now.
I think you can't call white guys white trash. There is one. What's the one? Whatchamacallit?
For white people?
White privilege. That's one that'll white fire privilege white guys will fire up. That'll fire white guys up. But you also, jits is a quick one. Jits is one of the offshoots.
Just being like, jits is fucking gay.
Oh, dude.
Dudes will be like,
8 out of 10 white guys.
Yeah, I'll fucking break your arm right now. It's like, all right, that's gay as shit, dude. You're going to break my arm? That's fucking gay. But when you see it in person, when you see those dudes rolling around, it's truly scary.
It's terrifying.
As soon as Kamzat fucking grabbed him, it was so scary, dude.
He sort of fucking twist your
neck.
But
he also... He missed weight by like 8 pounds and everyone was like, this guy's a fucking asshole.
Why'd he do that?
But there's a part of me that like, I see him. You can tell he wants to be like liked.
Yeah.
He seems like he really wants to be liked, but he's trying to be the heel. So he like comes out. He's like, you know what? Well, fuck you guys. And everyone boos him. He's like,
really?
Yeah.
Why did he
fun.
Miss all that? Wait, how do you do that though?
I think his trainer, the guy who was making him cut weight was like, you got to stop. Like, doctors were like, you need to stop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They might have like a different calorie system in fucking Uzbekistan.
In fucking Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan. Where he's from in Uzbekistan. They might have, like, they might have messed up the math on calories. And they're we gave him 4 goats. We should have gave him 2.
Yeah.
He's not 8 pounds over.
He's Swedish now. He trains in Sweden.
I'm teasing.
Don't tease them, dude. Please don't tease
him. I don't want him to fucking seek me out and twist my shit. Who'd make me say uncle? How fast do you think he'd make you say uncle?
The scariest dude ever. At the weigh-in, he came out and sprinted onto the stage, and I was like, holy shit.
He just ran out?
Yeah, he ran out from behind the curtain and was like, yeah.
I'm fat for this fight.
Yeah, he's like,
too big for everybody. I crush everyone in Sahalange. That'd be sick if he was just that strong. He tried to cut weight, but he just kept gaining muscle, and he just wasn't his fault.
He kind of is. He's like... weird too. He's like long.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be a problem.
I'm about to put McKeever on notice, dude. Yo, don't fucking
get ready, McKeever. You're about to see a lot of shit, dude, the champ's about to be boring as fuck. You're about to watch wrestling matches.
Keep BJJ. Although, if he was in defense of Russian Sambo, I'd be like, I can see that, what he was saying.
So McKeever tweeted, tapping out shouldn't end a fight. It should end the round.
Yeah.
And, the Jits community was so pissed, dude.
I mean,
and they attacked McKeever's.
It's funny.
Sweet McKeever's.
I don't know why. I know. He's such a sweetheart.
It's funny to think of him getting attacked. He would definitely swirl.
Just being like, I'm talking sports, and people would be like, fuck you, man. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I don't know why. Cool. I giggled. I saw that, and I giggled at my house. I said, that's very funny.
Yeah, it was cool. I stayed in Mandalay Bay.
Did you?
I saw it, dude. I saw where it went down.
What floor were you on?
I was on the 37th. It was close. I was towards the top.
Really?
But he had like a huge penthouse thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you know about that? off camera secret, top secret guest.
Tell me more about the Luxor Pyramid you saw. The obelisk.
I saw the pyramid. It was a Bud Light pyramid now.
Where?
I don't know if you know that. The pyramid right next to where the atrocity took place.
They put a Bud Light monument?
There's a Bud Light pyramid there now. In honor.
What the fuck? What
of all the people that are drinking Bud Light.
Wait, what?
No, there's just a pyramid that's right next to it. It's Las Vegas. It's like there's a pyramid and a Sphinx. Sphinx right next to it.
But Bud Light, sponsored by
now,
Bud Light.
Now it's got a big Bud Light sign on it.
Did they put up any kind of memorial?
No, it's a fucking parking lot.
What?
Yeah.
It's just an empty park. Is anyone...
I bet they still have concerts there.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Who do you think before? Who was the next?
If I was at a concert there, I'd be like, the whole time, I'd have one eye on that fucking window.
True. Who was the next to perform after it all went down? Is that what concert was that? The country fest or something?
Yeah, it was a country one.
There was someone had to have broken the ice.
You got to get a rapper in there.
What if it's like, I was about to say, it's probably like Lil Durk or something.
You got to get Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk in there to fire the people up.
Maybe it's Boosie Badass, dude.
Boosie would do it.
Like, go ahead, fucking shoot down here.
Yeah, that's a good boost.
True.
How was it? Vegas is sweet.
Vegas is pretty sweet.
I didn't know Vegas was sweet. I thought Vegas would be hell.
You've never been?
No, it was the first time I've ever
been. How long were you there? Well, also, you had the ultimate Vegas
true,
experience.
True, I was in the, yes.
It's usually just like 7 dudes who like spent way too much money being I need to get out of here.
Yes, it was. I did get lucky with how I was there.
But it is fun. I went there a long time ago when I was like a very young man.
That might be aggressive.
Bro, I went out there with like literally zero money.
Yeah.
My cousin paid for my plane ticket. And I went out there with a credit card and I did have a blast, but I remember being like, that's too much fun.
Yes.
I had to get home. I was like, I don't know how someone could do a week out there. I'd die.
No, I went and saw one of the nights I went off and saw Bargatze was there.
Nice.
I went and watched his new hour. So good.
Nice.
Nate Bargatze might be.
He's funny.
He might be number one.
Well, that was a dude I heard about forever, and I never watched his clips. And we saw him in the tour bus. I was like, I got to see what this guy's all about. Dude, I was like, hilarious.
He's unreal. And then,
You didn't see Tony Dion?
St. Rogie's, you just go out and eat steaks every night.
Tomahawk?
Yeah, just huge, massive amounts of steak.
Oh, fuck.
It's pretty sick.
Is he full? Is he carnivore diet or is he keto, man?
He switches on and off. Does he? Yeah. Let's talk Rogie's diet.
I thought Rogie's diet. I wouldn't know. I just want to do whatever he does because I feel like he's got the inside.
Whenever I hang out with those guys, it makes me want to do what they do. Like just eat steak.
Yeah, I feel like he's got the inside dope.
Then they work out. I would just be eating steak and just laying back down.
It's an oil tycoon. You'd be an oil tycoon.
Just steak and milk and just lay down.
True. But yeah, dude, that was pretty much it. I had that sexual experience. What else happened in Vegas? Or did it stay in Vegas?
I mean, obviously it stays in Vegas. What happens there does stay there.
True.
I don't know. I tried to gamble. My bank wouldn't allow me. I was like, I want to put $10,000 on Nate, which it would have. It was going to hit. What I knew fuck? It was going to hit. I only put like $400. Real fucking bummer.
Still won.
I know. I was like, I'm in Vegas. Let's go crazy.
What'd you do with the gambling winnings?
It's just on a card. I have.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, but I'm going back for Skankfest.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to lose $10,000. That'll be
a
red. Tough one.
No, I don't have $10,000. It was $800. I have a card that I'm going to go into the sports book and put it on. Then Notre Dame lost to fucking Marshall.
Marshall?
Marshall, dude. The Thundering Herd came in to set. Notre Dame sucks.
What the fuck?
Notre Dame fucking sucks, dude.
How the hell they lose to Marshall?
I don't know.
That did you get that news while in Vegas?
Yeah, I was watching the game in Vegas.
What's the half-life for you of like a Notre Dame loss, like biologically?
Thankfully, there was the Nate Diaz fight that night. True, true. So I was like, all right.
You took it, you went.
I didn't even have time to process it. I had to go straight to the fight. But during the fight, a lot of people were like, Marshall. They were just yapping at me. That's really, like, guys, that's come on. Mean. It's supposed to be a fun time.
It's kind of a microaggression, honestly.
For sure.
It's pretty fucked up.
So now Notre Dame plays Cal this weekend, tomorrow.
How you feeling about it?
Not great. They kind of stink. I think they're going to win. I'm back, dude.
And
they might win out.
I mean, coming off a loss like Marshall, dude, that's...
They better be hungry. They're wearing green jerseys this weekend. Are you excited?
Yeah, dude.
What's going on with the royal family? Any news?
Are you talking about Charlie Boy?
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah. He can call himself whatever he wants. He's a king. Fat Finger King.
What happened with the Fat Finger King and the pedophilia?
He's a pedophile. Him and Lord Mountbatten were pedophiles. They got Jimmy Savile in there. The queen protected him.
Yeah, but the guy...
The queen covered up the Epstein story originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that who got it sealed?
Well, when the media, they could have broke it, and the chick got hot mic'd. Project Veritas hot mic'd that one chick.
She spilled the beans.
Yeah, she was like, the royal family leaned on her, told her to shut it down.
Well, yeah,
they threaten your lives. Dude.
Prince Andrew.
They're insane. Yeah, Prince Andrew's the number two now.
Does it actually affect anything that the queen died? Because I've heard a lot of people being like, oh, man, this is the worst time for her to die right now.
I don't know. It's just really? So
she
weird.
She doesn't do anything.
I thought she was like a Chuck E. Cheese.
It is. It's absolutely a Chuck E. Cheese.
Dude, there's people being like, this is not a good time for her to die. Mm-hmm. Huh?
She disappeared a bunch of kids in Canada once.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just a bunch of, I think they were Indian kids.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were under her dominion.
Yes. Yeah, Canada's theirs.
Oh, yeah, dude. So is Australia.
Oh, yeah. It's the Commonwealth.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So, yeah, so you're saying the pedo prince, Andrew, he can come back into the fold now?
Well, if Charlie Boy goes down and he needs somebody to like be his number two, Prince Andrew's back on the table.
I mean, hear me out. I mean, I think pedophilia is gross and wrong, but I feel like... What would you say? I'm gonna play devil's advocate. Play devil's advocate. What do you say about like only monarchs can do pedophilia?
It does seem like it does come with the territory.
Yeah, I think they've been doing it for like 1,000 years.
Yeah, I think so. Nah.
pretty sure that's what the king's been up to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think that's all you do as a king. You like someone tells you like, dude, I have any money? They're like, yeah, we have a lot of money. Like, nice. What's up with the kids? Like,
he's also a psycho.
You can't pay taxes. All right, bring me your child.
True.
He's also a psycho with the climate change stuff.
Who, Prince Andrew?
No, Charlie Boy. He was like the original Greta Thunberg.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, how about the Patagonia guy? Do you see that?
No.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Who's Patagonia guy?
The guy who owns Patagonia like sold all his shares to fight climate change.
What?
I think it was like $3.5 billion. Yeah. Actually kind of sweet.
It's kind of nice
if
of
you
him.
Believe that stuff.
That's nice of him to do.
So you think climate change is sweet?
What? I like the fact that the planet's
warming
up.
Do you deny climate change?
Dude, I have no idea. I can't. I'll be honest. If someone asks me like how the world's doing as a whole, I'm going to have to hit him with, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't fucking know.
I have no fucking idea.
I don't know how they predict weather.
Well, I hear people go like, well, the world warms up every now and again. I believe that. And people are like, bro, it's not. I've never been this warm. And I'm like, yeah, I only have maybe 4 years of actually paying attention to the weather under my belt. collectively. So I'm like, I forget
every year.
I feel like it is.
I literally forget what winter and summer are like.
Winters are warmer.
Annually.
I remember winters. I remember getting way more icy blasts as like the blizzard of 90. Don't get me started on the blizzard of 93.
How nice was that blizzard?
Bro, the blizzard of 93 was probably my favorite blizzard
That's
by far.
So sweet.
Dude, ice blizzard, dude. I remember walking up a hill. Actually, I fell and hit my head really hard. But I don't know. People ask.
There was
a
drift against our house that was like as tall as our fucking second story.
Fuck, dude.
It was so exciting.
Fuck.
Yeah. I was very excited as a young man.
Yeah, the blizzard. And I remember walking alone through it being like, does it get any better than this?
No. Once you stop going to school, though, snow fucking sucks.
Yeah.
While it's snowing, it is sweet.
Yeah.
A little snow day.
You lock yourself in. It's kind of nice. But then
now I use that as an excuse. I'm like, all right, can't do anything. Let's start drinking.
I fucked up.
Then you black out and 6 p.m. and you wake up. It's can't leave the house.
Weird, slushy, shit.
In a scream fight with your girlfriend in a blizzard.
Yeah, I fucked up. I got my first snowstorm last year with Maya, and I like brought her out to a full sledding experience, not knowing that like 1.5-year-olds get cold quick. And dude, I kept her out.
I've never known that.
I didn't know that. Brittany's like, I'm like, dude, they'll be fine. If I'm fine, she's fine. We shared like baby like bullshit winter gear. So like we were out sledding, and she came back in, and like, dude, her like palms are like, she was red. She hit the bathtub and she was so cold the hot water hurt her.
Oh,
I fucked up. That was my bad. I fucked up. I'll own that. So I'm still working on that. People are like, what's your take on climate change? I'm like, bro, I don't know.
I'm figuring out babies.
I'm working babies' body temperatures, dude. I can't go for the planet.
Who would have known?
But yeah, I mean, could people use that for a nasty agenda? Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But it's like, I don't fucking know. I don't fucking know, dude. All I know is I'm trying to get fucking ripped right now and take all my supplements, dude.
Yeah. We keep getting sponsors sending us supplements.
Dude.
It's pretty fun.
I'm whacked out right now. I told you, I had a fucking panic attack, dude.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it. You hit the wall, dude.
I hit the wall.
Yeah.
I thought it was just me. That you can't combine the micros and the weed.
Bro, I did it one time at a dance, and I had to fucking run off the dance floor. Mid-dance floor, I froze. I was like, ugh. I get like this. It was like a wave. You know how they say like smoking DMT is like all of a sudden you're tripping in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
That's what my shit was. It's like a pulse of you're instantly in a panic attack in 4 seconds, and it just goes whomp and comes over you in one moment, dude. And I got hit with those. Literally, we're talking, I'm like, all right, I'm feeling kind of weird, I'm taking all these, I'm gonna just munch and supplements, and you're supposed to these certain kind, they're like, you can stack them with microdosing. I haven't microdosed in forever. I'm like, I'll throw that back in the ring, munching a microdose, munching the subs, and I have a fucking keg of weed juice in my office, so I'm fucking like pounding that stuff.
God damn.
Just chugging that. Because I kept being like, maybe I transcended my anxiety. I was like, I might be over it. Maybe I fucking move past it.
Maybe I no longer fear things.
Maybe I might be in a post. Like, I'm talking about for my body. I'd get these crazy body. But still, I think I have figured out weed anxiety where I'm like, okay, this is this. And
dudes can champ it.
I've been champ. I
believe you can champ
I
weed
have
anxiety.
I'm sure if I start up in the ante on it, it'll get me again. But when you mix like a little bit of mushrooms and weed, dude, it gives you like for me, it's a different body feeling. So we're sitting there, we're chatting, we're talking. I'm like bullshitting about like being at a Coldplay concert in 2021. And he fucking, yeah. So I'm like, everything's good. Everything's fine. So we go to start and like, all right, let's start for real, dude. And I literally go to start and I just go, oh, like Sid asked me a question. I just went, should we pause for a second? And just had to go.
Holy shit.
I had to
shit.
Lean over, dude. I was fucking having a complete panic attack.
Nice.
And it's like.
What was it about? Do you recall?
It was just physical sensations. Just everything. It was just physical sensation. I got I know the physical sensation of being high from weed, and I can champ that. The physical sensation of like, cause it's like, you get a physical sensation from weed and you go, oh man, what if this gets worse? That's where it all comes from. This might just be the beginning.
That's how I was.
But I.
At that fucking concert, I took a lot of mushrooms.
Did you?
I ate a good amount.
Really?
And like when it was starting to peak, I was like, ooh, I hope this stops.
That's what I'm saying.
I really hope this stops because I'm fucking like.
So.
And it did stop and I had a wonderful, wonderful experience.
See that? And it always does. That's
thank God.
Thing.
And then it went back down. I was like, I need to keep eating more mushrooms.
You need to go. You need to keep it going. I had the problem with me is the mushies alone, fine. The weed alone, fine. When I combine those two, dude, it spins every single time.
I'm sure.
I get this body wave from mushrooms and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this might go super far.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, and then it's like lights, camera. And I was like giving a hot take on race. We were starting out with a hot take on race. And I was
on
like,
race?
He was like, what was that thing you were saying about like uncomfortable bringing minorities into like households in the 90s. And I was like, I've hit the wall. Complete bad. And then it just came up and, you know.
Yeah. I've hit the alcohol wall on several podcasts. Did you? And it's the worst feeling in the world, dude. I had a dude at the airport yesterday. He was like, saw you on the Barstool case race, dude. What's up? I was like, don't ever bring that up.
Dude, I hit the fucking wall.
I hit the wall so hard.
You were
that.
Nice watch. Oh, yeah. It was pure nice watch.
That was, I was on the wall there.
Yeah, and alcohol is a weird, that's a crazy wall.
I hit the wall on Kill Tony again.
Did you?
They keep doing Kill Tony after Rogan.
Yeah.
So we drink a lot on Rogan and then go to Kill Tony and I'm obliterated. And anytime I'm hammered on a podcast, I just scream the whole fucking time.
I mean,
like, he's gay. Which I think is fun. I think it's fun.
Well, it's funny to be a critic of
I
that.
I have a fun time.
It is funny to be a critic
to
of that.
To be a Redditor?
I didn't like a Redditor. Redditor.
A commentator.
Who coined, was that your coinage? Oh, Reddit.
The Redditors?
Yeah, the Redditors.
Yeah, but
the
it's
intelligentsia,
like,
that is Reddit.
That is the true intelligentsia. Yeah.
Oh, Redditor. But it's also to be like, that guy got too drunk on that podcast. There's some dudes that are too drunk for comedy shows. That yeah. show up to comedy shows like, yeah, I'm fucking sorry, man. I'm fucking
doing
the show.
Oh, man. Getting hammered on it, going along doing stand-up.
Fucking ruined the show.
Yeah.
Doing, being hammered and doing, I mean, Kill Tony seems like a show that could handle being pretty drunk for that.
Yeah.
There's like six dudes on there. Seems like you got to chill on the wings.
Problem. No, that's the problem. You have too many cold ones. Now you're front and center. Dude. you're not going to chill on the wings. You're going to scream the entire time.
No, hold on. Yeah. Everybody shut up.
Kenny was cutting in the whole show. Dude, I watched all of season 4 this past week.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I stole his personality. There's so many. He's like, the way you're talking to me right now, nasty. It's disgusting. Like all that shit.
I forgot about
it. I was watching. I was like, fuck, dude. Yeah, he's.
Just tell everyone, mate, season 4 sucks, dude.
Never watch it.
That sucks.
Don't watch season 4.
That show is actually
season
really
four
overrated.
So fucking good.
Dude, it was, I think, the best.
I think it's up there for
I
sure.
I thought the Mexico was the worst, and then I rewatched the Mexico, and I said, that was the funniest. One. Exactly. But it was the worst out of all of them. All of them were sublime perfection. And then
I think
was
maybe
like,
South Carolina might. I don't.
Bro, walking in on his girlfriend getting his pussy eaten in the studio.
Yeah, in Mexico. Was like, I thought you were like a whore with a heart of gold or something like that.
You're just a whore. The whore's heart.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, bro.
I think that's far and away the best comedy.
I honestly think they did it. I think they fully. That's it. That's the gold standard.
Stevie? It's unbelievable, bro. I was watching the show. I was like, this is fucking crazy. This is the best show of all time.
It's literally the gold standard. It came
so good.
It came and everyone went, okay, it's as funny as a thing can get from start to finish. There's not a single moment where I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I'm like, that's the funniest.
It's
oh, yeah.
crazy.
Oh yeah, that's the funniest.
The shit they say that it's just like the he says racist shit like throughout
the very
like,
beginning.
Damn,
yeah,
just get away with it. It's fun stuff.
It is fun.
But yes, Denver was sick. Colorado was sick.
Yeah.
Red Rocks was pretty cool. Mushrooms.
It sucks when you do nothing, when you do super cool stuff, because I understand you have slight trepidation to talk
of
about.
Of talking it. About it? Yeah. It's like, I took a private jet and sat front row at the UFC fight.
That's not funny.
Yeah. The Redditors will be like, he's changed. Yeah, maybe I have, pussies. But no,
it is the whole point of life to change and develop.
So we did Red Rocks the night before.
Yeah.
Somebody hit me. Whoa.
We just have podcast gadgets.
Yeah. Whoa, dude. You're going to hit the wall.
Who, me?
You're going to slam it.
As long as I don't have the microdoses.
Little Dale Earnhardt, dude.
I'm going 2.3 volts. This is liquid live resin, so I want to keep the volts a little lower.
Okay.
That's okay with you.
If I were you,
I mean, I don't know if you might want me to blast at 4 volts, but this is liquid live resin, so I should probably blast at on liquid live resin?
Yeah.
I might burn the card.
Okay, don't burn it. Don't.
Oh. I'll go up to 3.5 for you, see what's up. Yeah, bro. Taking myself back down to 2.
Hold on. So we did the Red Rock show, and...
Just kidding.
Those are your toys. Get your
These
toys.
Are my toys.
You got toys, bro. What's this middle one? That's a toy.
This one?
Yeah.
This is the tombstone. That's a double.
I'm not fucking hitting that.
Take it single. That's a cloak.
I got cold sore.
Sorry, but go ahead.
That's a good way to get out of drugs. Sorry, I actually have herpes.